啊，我们一起睇神嘅话语十四章六十六节。So let's read from 1466-72. 彼得在下边院子里来了一大祭司的一个侍女，见彼得烤火，就看着他说：你素来也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。彼得却不承认，说：我不知道，也不明白你说的是什么。于是出来到了前院，鸡就叫了。那侍女看见他，又对旁边站着的人说：这人也是他们一党的。彼得又不承认。过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人又对彼得说：你真是他们一党的，因为你是加利利人。彼得就发咒起誓的说：我不认得你们说的这个人。立刻鸡叫了第二篇，彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话，鸡叫两篇以先，你要三次不好意思啊 ，thank you。三次不认我，思想起来就哭了。一齐低头祈祷 ，Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，今日我哋可以睇你嘅话语，我哋靠你系用呢个经文系教导我哋，系明白啊点样去唔好离开你，点样去跟随你，点样去爱你更多。主要我哋靠你祝福以下嘅时间，奉耶稣名求，阿门。好，呢度我哋见到一个好熟悉嘅经文，就系彼得系三次唔认耶稣。So here we see a very familiar passage where Peter has denied Jesus three times. 咁我哋可能好熟悉，边个睇过呢个经文或者听过呢个经文 ？Who's read this or heard about this？ 系啊，大部分都好识啊，即系咁我散会搞。We all know it, so let's go home. 彼得是软弱，你有没有试过软弱？ Peter's weak, have you ever been weak? 他三次不认耶稣呢，他是有两方面的影响他，我觉得。He denied Christ three times, and I think there are two different elements that influenced him. 第一，他有个心里面的斗争。The first is he had an inner struggle. 他因为这个心里面的斗争，他有一些错误的行动。And because of this inner struggle, he had some wrong actions that he took. 所以我们先去了解呢，他这两方面的是明白为什么他会不认耶稣，帮到我们是不要犯他同一个错。 And so let's look at these aspects so that we can learn how to handle it so we don't make the same mistakes. 那他心里面的斗争呢，其实第一样我们去看得到呢，彼得是很自信。The first thing we can see from Peter is that he is a very self-confident person. 他是非常之自信，觉得自己是掂。He's so self-confident in himself, he thought that he can handle anything. 你知道呢，自信是很得意的，有方面是好，也都有方面不好。You know, self-confidence is a very interesting thing. It can be good or it can be bad. 如果你没有自信心呢，你老师经常说他，他没有自信心，他什么都不掂啊，他怕吵，是鼓励他有信心啦。You know, if your children don't have self-confidence, you know, the teachers will come and say, hey, your kid, he's not confident in anything, you know, he's so shy and he's afraid to do anything, you know, help him to get more confident, right? 但如果过度自信心呢，又不好哦。But if you're too self-confident, then that's not good either. 彼得呢，就可能过度自信心。Peter was too confident in himself.即系我哋睇彼得一啲嘅行为，我哋知道嘅，佢真系系好信自己讲嘢，好信自己嘅意见。We can look at what Peter did. We can see that he was so confident in himself. He believed in what he said and what he did. 你有冇留意到彼得咧？就唔会谂人哋点样谂，佢就第一时间讲佢嘅意见，发表说话。Have you ever noticed how Peter, you know, he didn't really care about what other people thought? He would, at first, he just bolt out what he wanted to say, and he'd express his opinion.
多数呢，如果很快地表达他的意见呢，很自信，我的意见对的。
And usually, people that speak out fast, you know, they are confident in what they're saying, right?
他觉得我讲的是对的，所以我会讲给你听。
I believe in what I'm saying, so I'm going to tell you.
是不是？有人觉得这个是一个好事嘛。
A lot of people think this is a good character.
但你睇到彼得咧，佢系时时撞板啊。But Peter would always get himself in trouble， 因为佢成日讲嘅嘢咧，讲完之后原来错啊。Because after he bolted out and said what he wanted to say， you'd find out that what he said was wrong， 系咪？彼得又都被耶稣闹过咧，系撒旦推去吧。You know, Peter one time said something to Jesus, and Jesus even yelled at him and said, "Satan, get behind me!" So, 彼得信佢讲嘅嘢，但系唔一定系准确嘛。彼得又会有行动嘅，有自信心嘅人会行动啊，系。And Peter had action. He was a man of action. And people with self-confidence are people of action, right? 系啊，那彼得咧就系个典型嘅自信心嘅人，先行后谂后果。And Peter was a man of action. He would act first and think about the result afterwards. 是不是？记不记得耶稣水面上行，彼得就第一时间跳落水行啊！耶稣叫我行过你那边。And can you remember when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter said, "Jesus, if it's you, call me out and I'll walk over to you." And he jumped out of the boat and started walking on water. 跟住佢又睇到系水，睇到浪，睇到风，跟住跌落去。And then he looked around and saw it was water. He's walking on the waves and the wind flashing, and then he fell in the water. So he could have gone 先行后谂后果。And so he's somebody that acts first and thinks about it later. 呢个自信心嘅人会做嘅。That's what people that are self-confident do. 系咪？所以因为佢咁样咧，佢又时时撞板。And because of that, he always got himself in trouble. 佢另一个行动咧真系好大镬喎。And he did something else that really caused a lot of trouble.记唔记得佢嚟捉耶稣嘅时候咧，彼得攞把刀出嚟斩人哋嘅耳仔。You remember when Jesus when they arrested Jesus and Peter was there and he took out a knife and he cut off the guy's ear？ 彼得一个人有把刀对住成个军队，哇！真系好有自信心，我全部同你对打。You think how confident this guy? One little guy with a little knife and he's taking on a whole army that's coming to arrest Jesus. He said, "I'm going to take you on. Come on, man!" 哇！佢真系好自信心喎，好强。His self-confidence was so strong. 你有冇咁嘅信心呢？ Do you have self-confidence like that? 佢太过分喎。耶稣都要医治翻个人嘅耳仔，叫彼得收刀咯。he was too self-confident. He did the wrong thing. Jesus had to heal the guy's ear and tell Peter to put his knife away. 所以过度自信心系唔好。彼得就系非常之有自信心，人人都走开，彼得跟住耶稣。佢都有呢个信心，我跟住耶稣去。And even all the other disciples ran away, and Peter had the confidence to follow and see what's going on.
彼得有另一个嘅问题，佢自信心太大，于是呢佢唔祷告，唔寻求神嘅心意。
He had another problem because he was so self-confident. He didn't pray.
耶稣叫佢要祷告，免得入迷惑。
Jesus told him to pray so that you don't fall into temptation.
彼得就做咩？瞓觉。
And what did Peter do? He went to sleep.
是吧？所以彼得呢，就是靠自己的能力就去做，没去祷告。
And so what Peter did, he trusted in himself to do it, and he didn't pray.
跟住他捉住耶稣，他都没祈祷，他就跟住。
And when they arrested Jesus, he didn't pray about it, he just followed.
是吧？佢先行动，唔谂，呢个系错。
And so he just acted without praying about it, and that's wrong.
我哋都要小心，如果我哋就唔祈祷净系行，唔知道系咪神嘅心意，我哋都可能会冚头埋墙，系行骨头路。
You know, and if we act without praying about something, you know, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. We're going to hit our head up against the wall. We're going to run into a dead end.
系彼得就系咁，佢唔祈祷，佢就跟住耶稣，但系佢做错咗。
And he didn't pray about it, he was just following along and going where they took Jesus and he made a mistake.
So, 因为他这个思想的斗争太自信又不祷告，变了他有错误的行为。
And because of this inner conflict, being too confident in himself and not praying about it, he got into some wrong actions.
他的错误的行为我们看几样，你看十四节。
In his wrong actions, you can see in verse 54 of chapter 14, is he followed Jesus at a distance, not close.
他又说他远远地跟从耶稣，他不是贴贴地跟着耶稣，他远远地跟从耶稣。如果我们是远远地跟从耶稣，
得唔得？
If we follow Jesus from a distance, is that going to work?
我哋唔可以远远地跟从耶稣，我哋一定要贴住耶稣行嘛。
We can't follow from a distance. We need to be right there close in step with Jesus.
如果我们远远跟从呢，你有没有听过呢？
远水不能够近火。
Have you ever heard the Chinese proverb or saying that, you know, far away water cannot put out the close by fire or something like that? The fire nearby?
如果你是远远跟从耶稣，你有危难的时候，耶稣的活水救不到你了。你太远了。
And if you're following Jesus from a distance, his living water is not going to be there for you when you need it, because it's too far away.
彼得就是远远跟从，他 是太远，跟耶稣脱了节的。
He was following from a distance, he was too far away, and he lost that contact with Jesus.
耶稣去受审的时候，彼得跟着耶稣做什么，你知不知道？
They arrested Jesus, took him to trial. Why was Peter following?
那如果彼得真的是爱耶稣，你说他跟着因为他想找计划是救耶稣出来，或者他是想跟耶稣同死，是吧？
Maybe you think, well, Peter's a great guy, you know, he wants to go and follow and see where they're taking Jesus so he can help him escape. Or maybe he's going to follow Jesus so he can go and die with Jesus. I'll stand with you, brother.
彼得是不是？两个都不是，他去看热闹。
He didn't have that in his eye. He was just going to see what's going on. What are they going to do?
他是好奇心，想看结果。
He was just curious. He wanted to see what the result was going to be.
因为你想救耶稣，耶稣都不让你救，耶稣是自愿跟他行的嘛。
You want to help Jesus escape. He doesn't want to escape. He went by himself. He was willfully going with him, right?
彼得是不是想跟他一起死？当然不是，如果是，他不会远远跟随，他会说，喂，我就在这里，捉迷我啦。
And he didn't want to go and die with Jesus. If he did, he wouldn't have followed from a distance. He would stand right there and say, hey, get me, I'm a disciple, come on, get me.
所以我们看他去看热闹。你小心，你去看热闹的时候，观摩，你有危险。
Be careful when you just go and look and, out of curiosity, you know, you can get yourself into trouble.
彼得跟住咧，佢远远跟随，跟住第二个问题咧出现。佢去到呢个嘅大祭司嘅后花园咧，喺嗰个地方咧，啲人系咩人
？And the second mistake that Peter made in his action is he went to the courtyard of the high priest. And who were the people in this courtyard?
佢全部都系拉耶稣、审耶稣、打耶稣嘅，全部都系敌挡耶稣嘅一班人。
And all the people in this courtyard, they're the people that arrested him, that are trying him, and they're beating him. All the people that don't like Jesus.
彼得做咩喺佢当中？
What is Peter doing among this group of people?
呢班人全部恶人啊！
They're all evil people.
彼得单丁一个，门徒走晒，冇人喺佢身边，耶稣又唔喺度。他是一个基督徒，一个信主的，在这帮的恶人当中孤单的一个，你怕不怕？
And here's little Peter all by himself, all the other disciples left and scattered, Jesus is arrested, and he's the only believer of Jesus in this pack of wolves. That's scary.
是吧？你有没有试过得你一个基督徒在一帮的狼当中的，一帮的不信主的？
Have you ever been the only Christian in a group of non-Christians? A group of wolves?
彼得就是这样，但是他没这个准备。
Peter was like that, but he wasn't prepared for this.
他不应该在这里的。
He shouldn't have been there.
彼得很有趣呢，他之前跟耶稣说话，他很有信心。耶稣，我一定会同你一起死，好刚强。
Peter's a, you know, he's an interesting guy. He said before he told Jesus, he said, Jesus, I'm going to die with you. You know, he's acting, he's so strong and powerful.
我谂彼得咧，佢攞把刀出嚟，佢准备同人哋搏斗，系咪？如果大只佬嚟同佢打，佢要打翻。
You know, Peter, you know, he's the one that took the knife out, you know, and he's ready for a fight, you know. So if a big guy comes up to try and fight him, I'm sure Peter is ready for that.
但他没想过呢，他的软弱就是完全不同。
But he didn't think that his weakness was even from another aspect. 你看清楚呢，第一次、第二次彼得不认耶稣，是谁来问他？
Look closely, who was it that asked Peter the first and second time if he was with Jesus?
是谁？是一个侍女，一个女仔。
It's just a little servant girl. Just a lady.
中文俗语说，英雄不能过美人关。
You know, there's a Chinese proverb or saying that, you know, the hero can never pass the test of the beautiful lady.
咁可能呢个讲即系色情嘅问题，即系彼得一样。女帝是这个女士的手下。
But Peter actually fell because of the temptation of this lady.
很简单嘛，窒佢，你是不是跟她一起？我怕你什么？你是女仔而已嘛。What's he afraid of? She's just a girl.
但是她不认耶稣，她怕。But because of that, Peter fell. He was afraid.
彼得又跟恶人一起。他又在这个女仔那里就不认耶稣。
So Peter was with these evil people and he gave in because of this girl.
第三次彼得怎样是不认耶稣啊？
And the third time that Jesus denied, that Peter denied Jesus, what happened?
这个我的版本圣经说他是用咒发誓，是吧？发咒起誓 ，sorry， 发咒起誓。其他福音书就讲得比较清楚咧，佢讲粗口、粗言秽语。
And here in the book of Mark, it says that the Chinese word is he condemned or he cursed and he swore or made a prompt, but it's actually he's using vulgar language, right?
所以佢系用啲。即系啲人话你同耶稣一齐，彼得咧就即刻用一啲嘅即系粗俗嘅言语，就表示我根本唔系同佢一齐。三字经就出晒嚟。
And so Peter, you know, he thinks, you know, I can prove that I'm not part of Jesus if I use all these four-letter words, you know.
你睇下佢系嗰班唔应该喺嗰个环境，佢唔应该同佢一齐，但系因为佢同佢一齐，好快咧俾佢污染咗。
Peter shouldn't have been among this group. He shouldn't have been there. And even though he's there for just such a short time, he's already being influenced and affected by them.
So you say it, 讲近朱者赤，近墨者黑，系咪？
And in Chinese again, they always say, you know, if you're close to the red guy, you become scarlet. If you're close to the black, you become dark. I don't. How do you translate that in English?
我哋身边嘅人影响我哋喎。
We are influenced by those around us.
系咪？最大嘅压力、最难胜过嘅压力系朋辈压力。
And the hardest influence to overcome is peer pressure.
系咪？因为我哋嘅朋辈咧，佢想要我哋系咁样，我哋好难抗拒。
Because our peers, they want us to be like this, and it's so hard to resist.
彼得就受呢个影响，好快讲粗口出嚟。
And Peter, he couldn't even handle this. He very fast started swearing and cursing.
同我一齐睇诗篇第一篇。
Look with me at Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇得六节。
There's only six verses in this psalm.
但我觉得头两节咧解释到彼得嘅情况。
But I think the first two verses show us very clearly what Peter's going through.
诗篇第一篇第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不站罪人的道路，不坐涉万人的座位。为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。安时又结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此，当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中
也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。第一、第二节就好清楚。The first and the second verse are very clear. 它有三个层次。There are three levels, three stages. 第一个层次呢就是跟从恶人。The first is following those who are evil. 第二呢就是同佢一齐。And the second is being with them. 跟住第三呢就成为佢一份子。And the third is becoming part of them. 系咪？不从恶人嘅计划，不站罪人嘅道路，不坐涉万人嘅座位。彼得就系咁，远远跟从，跟住入埋去，跟住同佢一齐讲粗口。And that's what Peter did. He's following them from a distance. He's sitting in their courtyard, and then he's talking their language, you know, cursing. 我哋都好容易受呢啲问题，系咪 ？We have the same problem all the time, don't we？ 我哋系不知不觉系跟风跟潮流。So often we just, without even knowing what's going on, we're getting caught up in the trends. We're getting caught up in the fashions. 我哋身边嘅人系点样讲嘅话，无厘头啊，点点点，我哋好容易系哇飘飘流游去。And so often our friends and the people around us, you know, they start acting this way and talking this way, and we just kind of float along and go with it, you know. 彼得就系一个好简单嘅例子。Peter is a simple example. 我哋要小心，你睇义人嘅分别。Look at the righteous person, he's different. 为喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想，这人便为有福。Those who love the word of the Lord, meditate on it day and night, they will be blessed. 你有昼夜思想神嘅话，你有福。And if you meditate on the word of God day and night, you are blessed. 福气，我哋想凡事都顺利，系咪？We all want to have everything go smoothly at night, right? 我哋系要好似一棵树，栽喺溪水旁，按时候结果子。We need to be that tree planted by the river and who's bearing fruit. 呢啲果子就系耶稣俾我哋嘅属灵果子。And that fruit is spiritual fruit that Jesus gives us. 好，讲翻彼得。我们应该明白他这个内心的挣扎和错误的行为，是不是？ We can see very clearly his inner struggle, how it influenced his outward actions, which were wrong actions. 但是他因为这个错误的，就是一个不认耶稣，他三次不认耶稣。But Peter's main problem is three times he denied Jesus. 他不认耶稣就是怎样呢？是不是一件紧要的事，还是湿湿碎的事？ Was denying Jesus, is that something that's bad, or is this something normal? I mean, what is this? 你有没有试过不认耶稣啊？ Have any of you ever denied Jesus? 知不知道什么叫认耶稣先？ Do you know what it is to admit Jesus? 那我们看圣经，我们说心里面相信，口里认就必得救。You know, the Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you will be saved. Right? Right? 所以我们很多时觉得认呢就是个、哦、我认罪祈祷，我跟耶稣讲，耶稣我接受你，我教主，你为我死，为我复活，感谢主， Amen. So we say, okay, Lord, I believe that you're my Lord and Savior. You died on the cross for my sins. You rose from the dead. You're in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. 这样是不是认耶稣啊？是一方面是。你是你自己跟神讲呢，但 是身边的人有没有讲？ You can say, yeah, you've admitted it, it's between you and God, but how about the people around you? Do they know about it? 你看马太福音十章三十二和三十三， Look at Matthew chapter 10 verse 32 and 33。 犯在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他，犯在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也不认他。 He who denies Christ before any man shall be denied by him before the Father.
如果我同我太太结婚，我同佢讲啊，佩玲，你嫁俾我，唔好话任何人听，我哋秘密，你出街唔准话，我又唔会话人听你系我太太，你话佢会唔会嫁俾我 ？If I got married with Kitty, you know, and I told her, you know, Kitty, you know, we're going to get married, but you cannot tell anybody that you're my wife, and I'm never going to tell anybody that you're my wife.Do you think she'd marry me? Quite bien. They would move come and gabi, Anna. No, no, no. I don't want to 批评, but I don't understand the Hong Kong 明星, like Liu Dehua, 结婚一年后, 才是没逼, 是不是Liu Dehua? 即是记者追到他外父就丧礼的什么出现才知道原来他结了婚整年。I'm not criticizing, but I just don't understand. Like, there's some of the movie stars in Hong Kong that get married in secret, and one of the famous guys, you know, he was married for over a year because somebody died in the family or something like that. He showed up at the funeral with his wife. Oh, you're married! Can you imagine being married for a year and not being able to tell anybody?
应该结婚就是头写新闻，光明正大，这个我太太，我喜欢她。有没有问题啫?
It should be the front page news. I love this girl. You know, she's my wife. I praise God. You know, 我哋同耶稣接受耶稣，翻到屋企，我讲俾人听啊，知道我信耶稣，哎，俾人闹啊。You know, we get married to Jesus. We accept Jesus in our heart. You know, we go home and don't tell anybody. You know, they might know I'm a Christian. 我翻工，哎呀，唔好俾佢知啦。We go to work. Oh, don't let him know. Yeah.
朋友成班朋友信住耶稣一年，有人知道你信耶稣？唔知啊。
You know, been a Christian for a year. How about your friends? And even though, no, I'm not going to tell them.
认耶稣唔系单单话做个祷告，系要肯话人知你信耶稣。
Admitting that Jesus is your Lord is not just saying a sinner's prayer. It's speaking.Telling others that you are a Christian.
如果我们不认耶稣呢，是一个危险，因为不认耶稣是抗拒神，会被神拒绝。
And if we don't admit to others that we're a Christian, that we love Jesus, it's very dangerous because not denying Christ, we will be rejected by God.
有人觉得牧师我不信耶稣，我做好人，我有好行为。
Some people come to me and say, Pastor, I don't believe in Jesus. I'm a good person.
我相信呢，上边嗰位呢，当我死嘅时候，因为我咁好人，佢一定俾我入天。
And they say, I believe that the guy upstairs, when I die, because I'm such a good person, he's going to accept me anyway.I don't need to believe in this Jesus stuff.
我唔信呢啲耶稣嗰啲嘢嘅。神点样讲
？But what did God say?
你睇提摩太后书第二章十二节。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12 and 13.
提摩太后书第二章十二十三节。我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们从言失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
If we deny him, he will deny us.
如果我们不信耶稣，他会在神的面前不认我们。如果我们不认耶稣，神都不会认我们。
If we don't believe in Jesus, God, Jesus will not admit us, not stand on our behalf before God. And if we deny Jesus, God will reject us.
不好意思，如果你想上天堂，你一定要信耶稣，你一定要认耶稣。
I'm sorry, but the Bible teaches very clearly, if you want to go to heaven, you have to believe in Jesus.There's no other way.
冇第二个方法。如果我哋唔认耶稣呢，系敌挡耶稣。 有人的手机响紧，不是我的。If we don't believe in Jesus, we are an enemy of Christ. 圣经是这么说， If you don't believe, you are his enemy. 因为你没有跟他做朋友，你做耶稣的敌人。Because if you're not Jesus' friend, you are his enemy. 如果你是耶稣的朋友，你要信服，你要去听耶稣话。If you believe in Jesus, you must follow him, submit to him, and listen to his ways. 彼得不认耶稣，因为他怕死。Peter did not deny Jesus because he was afraid he was going to die. 他一次的是去到个环境，是被他环境影响了。And Peter got influenced by the environment. 但是彼得的心是爱耶稣，是吗？ But Peter loved Jesus, right? 所以我们可以说，哎，他错了。但他都是不认耶稣的。You can say, man, he was just weak, but he still denied Jesus. 因为他怕死，他没有那个准备跟耶稣一起死。He didn't really have his heart prepared to die with the Lord. 约翰一书第二章22、23节。Look at 1 John chapter 2, 22 to 23. 1 John chapter 2, 22 and 23.约翰一书二章22、23节话：虽是说谎话的，不是那不认耶稣为基督的么？不认父如子的，这就是敌基督的。凡不认子的，就没有父；认子的，连父也没有了。He who denies the Son denies the Father.And he who doesn't have the Son does not have the Father. 圣经很清楚，重重复复又用不同的字眼，是很强。你不信耶稣，你是敌挡神。If you don't believe in Jesus, if you deny Jesus, you are an enemy with God. 那彼得呢？他就是失败，他不认耶稣。假如我信了耶稣之后，跟住我成日翻教会，我啲朋友问我咧：你成日星期日去边度？我就唔敢话佢听我翻教会，因为我话佢听我翻教会咧，公司啲人咧就全部佛教徒嘛。如果佢知道我信耶稣咧，咁佢就会成班佛教徒咧就排斥我嘅，或者我系如果我去建工嘅时候，嗰个机构全部无神论者咧，我话佢听，咁佢又话：哇，你咁冇脑啊！你又信呢啲咁嘅无为信啊迷信嘅嘢咧？咁我唔费事出声，我去天主教机构，我费事话佢听啊！因为天主教同基督教唔啱，我话佢听，我基督徒佢唔请我，咁我唔出声咯。Say I'm a Christian, you know, and I go to church, and I don't want to tell anybody I go to church because, you know, at work, all my workers, you know, they're all Buddhists, you know, and if they know I'm a Christian, then they're all going to isolate me, they're going to get down on me. Or maybe where I work, everybody, you know, they're atheists, and they don't believe in this, and they're always going to come up on me and say, oh, you believe in that garbage, you know, you're just superstitious guy, you know, don't you have a brain? You know, or maybe I want to get a job in a Catholic organization, you know, and because Catholics and Protestants, you know, they don't get along. If I tell them I'm a Christian, well, they won't hire me, so I'm not going to tell anybody.有没有听过这些问题？ Have you ever heard of problems like this? 好多哦！咦？我们不认耶稣，为了这些小事就不认耶稣哦。Because of these little things, we deny Christ! 哇！我们跟彼得没有分别哦。We're no different than Peter. 有人呢哇！基督徒冇脑啊，蠢猪乜啊！你信嗰啲基督教嗰啲咁嘅嘢，你真系啊！咁啊，每次有基督徒行过，由街头残到街尾，又点点点点点，哇！你做佢嘅朋友，你信耶稣，你够唔够胆话佢知你信主？ You know, some people, you know, that whenever they see a Christian, they just start bad mouthing them left and right, up and down, you know, and they say these Christians are just the stupidest people that walk the earth, you know.And this guy's your friend, and you're a Christian, and you know he's always talking that way about Christians. Are you going to tell him you're a Christian?
Oh, 我同佢讲我系基督徒，佢唔会同我做朋友啊，失咗个感情啊。
Well, if I tell him a Christian, he won't be my friend anymore. We'll lose our friendship.
我有咩朋友啊？你同耶稣嘅教主，你唔够胆话佢听，佢得罪紧你嘅好朋友，你又觉得冇事
？What kind of friendship is that? Your heavenly father is your best friend, and this guy's bad mouthing your best friend all over the place, and you don't want to hurt his feelings?
哇，有啲怪怪地噶咯？你觉得边个系好朋友啲咯？耶稣定佢？
Who's your better friend, Jesus or this guy?
是不是？另外有些人，老师是唯物论主义者，进化论相信者，一切都是科学天然而来的。那些迷信思想，那些宗教者呢，就是没脑的。
在课室里面又是成日踩啲基督徒，用好深奥嘅哲学，又用哲学嚟讲个基督教冇钉企。
你做基督徒，乖乖小事，你点讲啊
？You got a professor, you know, he's an atheist, he's a materialist, he talks, you know, bad about Christians because Christians are just superstitious, they have no brain, they don't know what they're talking about, and he uses all this fancy philosophy.To get down on Christians all the time, and you're in his classroom, and you're this little Christian, what you gonna do?
我以前翻学嘅时候，成日同我啲老师辩论，佢唔中意我。但因为我装备好，我睇好多嘅哲学，睇好多嘅生物学，睇好多嘅科学，我好多时系嗰啲老师就系。发明恐，因为佢嗌交，因为佢唔识答我嘅问题。
When I was in school, I used to always argue with my professors, with my teachers. But I was prepared. I would study science. I would study apologetics. I would study philosophy. I would study and know the answers to talk to them. And often they get angry and mad because they didn't know how to answer and respond to me.
如果你有准备，你唔使惊佢。
If you're prepared, you don't have to be afraid of this professor.
最后一个例子，我的朋友全部都是放工打麻将，一起去喝杯嘢 ，Happy Hour， 醒杯，又经常去唱 K 场嗰度通宵玩下。你知道我系基督徒咧，唔可以成日拒绝啦。如果成日拒绝，格格不入啦，又点俾嗰班人排斥啦？嗰度又同佢打麻雀又唔够脚，又同佢唔醒杯，又话你系咪乸型啊？嘿，如果我话佢听我基督徒，哇，点做啊
？You know, my friends, they're all after work, they go and they play mahjong all night. You know, every now and then they go to the karaoke's and they drink, you know, and they just have a good time. You know, we just have to get along and be buddy-buddy, you know. You know, if I don't go along with them, you know, they say, what are you, some, you afraid of your mother or something, you know, you know, afraid your mom's going to yell at you, you know, all this sort of stuff, you know, so I just have to go along. If I tell them I'm a Christian,
ooh. 有人面对这个问题?
Has anybody had this problem?
未听过牧师讲嘅唔系呢个世界嘅嘢啦。澳门做基督徒好复杂
，It's hard being a Christian in Macau，
系咪？彼得喺嗰个环境做基督徒都更加难，我话你知。
It was harder for Peter to be a Christian in that courtyard，
系咪？如果彼得认耶稣，他即刻打埋佢一份。你认耶稣最多唔同你做朋友噶咯。
If Peter admitted to being a disciple of Jesus in that courtyard, they would have beat him. If you admit to being a Christian, what are they going to do? Not be your friend anymore?
系咪？好快我哋睇完彼得咧，第三次唔认耶稣，鸡第二次叫。
And the third time Peter denied Jesus, the chicken or the rooster crowed the second time.
弟兄姊妹，我想这个是一个很重要的事，我想跟你分享。我不知道你有没有想过这一方面。
There's something very special about this that I want to share with you, and I don't know if you've ever thought about this before.
但我觉得呢，鸡叫第二次呢，是神给彼得的恩典。 救恩。I think that the chicken crowing the second time is the salvation and mercy of Jesus on Peter.
耶稣一早话彼得听会咁样嘅。Peter, now Jesus told Peter before this happened that it was going to happen.
耶稣知道彼得会软弱，但佢唔想佢软弱。
Jesus knew Peter would fall. He didn't want him to fall, but he knew it was going to happen.
但因为彼得跌低，耶稣唔想佢继续跌落去。
But he also knew that Peter was going to fall, and he didn't want him to continue falling.
You see, 耶稣俾一个嘅方法彼得可以系跳出嚟。
And so Jesus gave Peter a way that he can escape.
如果呢个鸡冇叫，你话彼得会点啊？
Think about it. If the chicken didn't crow, or the rooster didn't crow, what would have Peter done?
可能佢又讲埋粗口，跟住嗰班人又赌埋钱，佢又赌埋一份，佢点拒绝？跟住佢话捉埋耶稣，你打佢一锤，你又打，你点解唔打？个都打，你唔打？
You know, maybe they, you know, if the rooster didn't crow, you know, then they start gambling, and what's Peter going to do? He's already denied Christ, he's cursing, he's swearing, now he's got to gamble with him. Then they get Jesus, and this guy hits him once, and that guy hits him once, and they say to Peter, come on, hit him! Why don't you hit him? We're all hitting him!
Yes, hello?
That's God calling, telling us not to hit his son.
His son, 叫我们不要打他的仔。你想不想是现实来的？是耶稣安排了这个鸡叫，是及时叫彼得醒起神的话，可以逃走。
Jesus arranged the chicken to the rooster to crow so that it would be a trigger for Peter to think of what Jesus said so Peter could get out of there. So he wouldn't get deeper and deeper and deeper.
因为我们一踩越踩越深，但是耶稣是会用一些方法是让我们可以脱离的。是被我们醒起神的话语。
You know, because we just keep getting worse and worse and making it worse, but Jesus will come along and he'll do something to trigger us to think of God's word so we can get out of the mess.
是不是神的怜悯？
Isn't that God's mercy?
哇，我真的觉得耶稣好犀利哦。
Jesus is so amazing.
所以彼得一听到这个鸡叫，他立刻做什么？想到耶稣跟他说的话。
As soon as he heard the rooster crow, Peter thought of what Jesus said.
当他想到耶稣，他觉得自己做错，觉得惭愧，走去喊。
And when he thought of what Jesus said, he realized his mistake, he was repentant, he was in pain, he was sorrowful, and he left.
感谢主。感谢主，他觉得难过。有时我们做错，我们不觉得难过。
Praise God, he was sorrowful. So often we commit a sin and we're not sorry for it.
是吗？彼得是知错，难受，难过，忧心。
Peter knew he was wrong. He was repentant. He was sorrowful.
于是他去悔改。
Peter went and repented.
我们看到之后耶稣接纳回彼得。
And we see that Jesus received Peter back. I've got a few verses, I don't know if we have time to go into them, but I want us to know that if we're like Peter and we've committed the same mistakes as Peter has, if we're willing to repent, Jesus will forgive us.
我早几个礼拜同两个教会的人倾偈，他们离开教会已经一年有多。
A couple of weeks ago, I was talking with two people from the church who have left the church for over a year.
咁佢有啲问题，原本揾师母，师母唔喺度，咁啊冇办法同我倾偈。
First, they wanted to find Kitty, but she wasn't here, so they had to talk to me.
咁啊，我哋倾咗个几钟，两个钟。咁啊，当中其中一个话：如果我当初唔离开教会，唔会搞成咁。
And so we talked for a couple hours, and during the course of the conversation, one of them said, "If I never left the church, this wouldn't have happened."
另外嗰个话：我都系。
And then the other one said, "Same for me."
我同佢讲话：你可以翻嚟，耶稣嘅门系打开。 你幾時都可以回來。 And I said to them, I said, you know, you can come back. Jesus always has his arms open. The door is wide open.
跟住佢點講呢？冇面，唔敢回來。
And then they said, I'll lose face. It's too embarrassing to come back.
好可惜係咪？耶穌是打开个门接纳你回来，我们做什么尴尬呢？耶稣是愿意宽恕，愿意赦免。
What is there to be embarrassed about? Jesus is willing to forgive us.
你想想彼得，如果他没面不见耶稣，新约圣经完全不同写。
Just think of Peter. If he was too embarrassed to come back, the New Testament would be completely different.
我们不要介意，不要尴尬，我们全部都是被罪赦免的罪人。
There's nothing to be embarrassed about. All of us are sinners who have our sins forgiven.
我都是一个得赦免的罪人。
I am just a sinner who's been forgiven.
约翰福音第六章三十二节说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来我总不丢弃他。
John 6:37 says that all who the Father has given to me, who come to all who the Father has given me, come to me, and I will not forsake them.
是我们远离神，不是神放弃我们。
It's always us who gives up on God. God never gives up on you.
是我们远离神，不是神远离你。
It's us who run away from God. God never deserts you.
马太福音十二章二十节话：额伤的芦苇，他不折断；将残的灯火，他不吹灭。等他施行公义，叫公理得胜。
Matthew 12:20 it says, "A bruised reed he will not break. A fire that's going to go out, he will not sniff it out." God is merciful to us.
你可以睇诗篇五十一篇十七节。
You can look at Psalm 51 verse 17.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛苦的心，你必不轻看。
What is the sacrifice that God wants? Is a sorrowful heart of repentance. And somebody who has a sorrowful heart of repentance, God will not despise. He will accept you.
In Psalm 34, verse 18, Yehovah 求緊傷心的人，拯救靈性痛苦的人。
God is close to those who are sorrowful, and he forgives those who have a heart of repentance.
是吗？弟兄姊妹，我们是不是好像彼得？我们要接受耶稣的平安，我们要悔改，认罪悔改。
Are we like Peter? We need to come like Peter in repentance.
我们需要耶稣再一次赐我们平安，宽恕我们。
We need Jesus to come again to give us peace and to forgive us of our sins.
我看到彼得呢，他有这个心里面的斗争，他有这些错误的行为，但是他做对一件事，他肯认罪悔改。
Peter had an inner struggle, caused him to have bad actions, but he did something right. He repented.
如果你做错事，有内心的挣扎，有一些错误的选择，但你都可以好像彼得做一个对的，靠神宽恕赦免。
Maybe you've made some mistakes. Maybe you're like Peter and you've got an inner struggle and made some wrong decisions. But you can be like Peter and make a right choice and ask him to forgive you.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们看到彼得这个的经历，我们知道其实我们跟他没分别。他又是远离你，否认你。他又坐在一些不应该坐的地方，去一些不应该去的地方。但是耶稣，
佢做错事。当佢知道，当佢谂翻起你嘅时候，佢肯悔改。最有可能我哋当中都有好多一样嘅例子。我哋系受朋辈嘅压力，我哋去到一啲唔应该去嘅地方，甚至做一啲我哋知道我哋唔应该做嘅嘢，好似身不由己，受别人影响。主要靠你宽恕赦免我哋嘅，让我哋可以更对你有信心，更加明白跟随你，要将你摆喺先，可能要舍己，可能要取舍，但耶稣你是值得的。所以求主帮助我们今天去再一次认罪悔改在你眼前，求主再一次宽恕我们。我们知道你有爱的，你有怜悯的，你愿意帮我们可以是脱离这些试探，可以刚强起来。当我们低头的时候，我不知道今天有没有人好像彼得那样，你真的犯过彼得这些错，你又不认耶稣，但你今天你想悔改，你想耶稣宽恕你。 Is there anyone here this morning who's like Peter, who's made these mistakes, but you realize you've been wronged and you want to repent? You can repent and ask Jesus today to forgive you. 如果你说我想耶稣宽恕我，帮我，你可以举手，我为你祈祷。 If you want to repent and you want Jesus to help you, raise your hand. 见到可以放低，见到可以放低，仲有冇？见到可以放低。感谢主。 So anybody else who says, I want Jesus to forgive me for this problem?好几位举手，我哋举手系要表示我哋真系想有耶稣做我哋嘅生命嘅主宰。As we raise our hand, it means I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. 我要喺别人面前承认我系基督徒。I want to admit in front of other people that I am a Christian. 我想行耶稣嗰条路，唔行世界嗰条路。I want to walk the path of God and not the path of the world. 如果你刚才举手，我邀请你跟我一起祈祷。主耶稣，我知错，我求你宽恕我。我好像彼得一样，有错误的决定，受别人影响，身不由己，我否认你，对不住你，耶稣求你宽恕我，求你赦免我，求耶稣再一次用你的爱洗干净我的罪，俾我能够为耶稣站立得稳。可以为耶稣作见证。多谢耶稣的宽恕赦免。奉耶稣名求。默祷之后可以散会。